The Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. My name is Chris Schalk, and I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture. I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture right here alongside with a delicious recipe. Good morning, Kristen Hildebrand.
Good morning, Chris. Good to be with you.
It's good to be here. It's Friday. We've got a long weekend coming up for most folks.
Woohoo!
Okay, all right. So, and I guess this is the last official weekend of summer, right?
Yeah,
Is this kind of it?
Uh-huh. And then we start definitely getting into this fall season.
Will you be breaking out all the fall stuff?
Oh, yeah. Usually this weekend that we're fixing to get into, that's when I start tearing all down the 4th of July stuff. Because I take it all the way to September, the 4th of July. Because it's Labor Day, you know?
Oh, I get that.
And then I take it down.
You and Brad Shaw, of course, we celebrate the whole month of July for her birthday. So I understand. So
I forgot about that. But yes, I start taking it down the 4th of July decor, and then I start putting up fall.
But you talked about it's Labor Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
and there'll be people going to cookouts.
Yes.
Check out this segue. There'll be people going to cookouts, and you have got a really good take-along for a cookout recipe, I think.
Yeah, and this is something that's really, really easy. It does feature the apples that we talked about yesterday that you can find in season. So, again, check out some orchards that are in your area close to us. My favorite is Jackson's Orchard. But you can also check out some other Kentucky Proud producers right here in the state on the Kentucky Proud website. And this recipe, Chris, is simply really easy just to go ahead and prepare and put in the refrigerator. And then if you're walking out to go somewhere, this would be a really good recipe to pull out. So this is the plated up Kentucky Proud recipe for apple cranberry Waldorf salad. So this recipe features, I'll just go ahead and tell you the ingredients now. You'll need 1 cup of a chopped Granny Smith apple. You'll also need to complement with that green Granny Smith apple. You'll need 1 cup of a chopped red delicious apple. You can also use any other variety that's in season. Again, my favorite's Gala. Now, this recipe calls for 1 cup of diced celery. I've heard some people that don't like the celery option that they can, you know, sub it out for pineapple or what other fruit that they've
got. Or both.
Yeah, or they could put in both. Hey, load it up. I'm all about it. So if you don't want the diced celery, you can substitute it out with something else. This recipe also calls for 1 cup of halved seedless green grapes, 1 cup of also halved seedless red grapes, 1 and 1.5 cups of dried cranberries. Chris, you'll enjoy this. 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts, because we got to have something crunchy with the salad.
There you go.
Yeah. 8 ounces of some non-fat vanilla yogurt. I like to use the non-fat Greek vanilla yogurt.
Okay.
And then 2 tablespoons of some good old honey, and then 1/4 teaspoon of some cinnamon. So the way that you're going to do this is basically go ahead and, you know, wash everything up as far as your apples go and your grapes, and then go ahead and chop those up. And then combine in a bowl your chopped apples with your diced celery and put in a medium-sized bowl. Go ahead and add your grapes and your cranberries and your walnuts to the mixture. If you don't have walnuts on hand, you can also substitute for a different nut. But stir all those ingredients together, and then in a separate bowl for your wet ingredients, you're going to take your vanilla, yogurt, your honey, and your cinnamon. Stir that together and just pour that right on top of your fruit mixture. Cover and chill before serving. And this is just really, really easy. I know that I like to have this as a snack to eat because it's loaded up with all this fruit and these wonderful apples that you can find. So this is just a really easy, simple recipe that's really good.
Yeah, and I think that it would be something that you could, you know, make the night before, and it's probably going to get better the longer it sits.
Oh, yeah, and it's so much better, I think, when it is chilled overnight.
Okay. All right. What kind of nutrition we got? I mean, it's got to be pretty good.
Yeah, so as far as nutrition-wise, this recipe is loaded with a lot of good nutrients and good things for you. So 210 calories, it's got only 35 milligrams of sodium, and then 3 grams of fiber, 34 grams of a little bit of sugar, and I'm sure that's from the sweetness from all the apples.
Sure, and the honey, yeah.
3 grams of protein.
There you go.
There you go.
Sounds like a good recipe. Definitely pretty easy. One of the plated up Kentucky Proud. available at any extension of Appleson, Kentucky when you walk in.
That's right. That's right. So check it out. Apple Cranberry Waldorf Salad.
All right. Thank you, Kristen. And folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and over at Hobdy Dinery. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.